Good evening.
Can you hear me?
I hope you follow me because I speak English with a Korean accent. Can be quite challenging, I think. But I just want to urge you to bear with me. And though I have learned English for last about 17 or 18 years, I still find it difficult to keep up with it. Whereas my children, we have three children, but they speak like native British people. But they always correct me these days. It's kind of we're so glad to be here. I'm a missionary from South Korea, based in South London. Before I go further, I just want to say thank you for your prayer for North and South Korea. I grew up in Buddhist background, Buddhist home, in a little island in south of South Korea. Very small, a very insignificant island in South Korea. Well, if you are good at geography, Korea Peninsula is very small, but we are divided into two, North and South. But where I grew up is a very small island in south of South Korea. That's where I grew up. And my parents were the Buddhist. I grew up with that sort of background. And I didn't know Jesus until my age was 20. And the place where I met Jesus, well, better to put this way, where Jesus revealed to himself to me was the place where two leaders, North and South leaders, got together near Panmunjom. That's where I could see where I stationed, actually. I worked there for 1 year, like DMZ, demilitarized zone. Very close. I was able to see North Korea with my eyes, and I saw North Korean soldiers marching together with my eyes. It was that close. And I was amazed to see these two leaders kind of bumping to each other and inviting North Korean leader, inviting our leader, our president, to step over to North Korea. That was a historic moment, really. And I was rejoiced. And this is, I said I want to thank you for praying. Thank you to pray for that. And I believe that it is answered prayer. And if you remember, only a few months ago, before the Winter Olympic Games, that tension was intensified. And we almost felt like as if there were going to be another war, nuclear war. Really, it was. But I know my family and my friends living in South Korea, they didn't feel that way. But the whole world really kind of was shaking. Because when President Donald Trump and leader in North Korea, they kind of fought back to each other. And I was like, my heart was breaking. Lord, stop and bring peace to our country. And as a matter of fact, without North Korea, there wouldn't be churches in South Korea. Let me explain to you why. The Pyongyang, the capital of North Korea, is a birthplace of revival. 1907, followed after 1904 Welsh revival. There's a remarkable, amazing revival took place in Pyongyang. Through that, so many churches was established, and then from then on, many churches and Christians, people, put their faith in Jesus Christ. So when the Korean War broke out in the early 1950s, many Christians in North Korea fled from North Korea to South for religious freedom. So then what they've done, they started building the church. That's how we have so many churches in South Korea. So North Korea today, And I know the people in North Korea, they are really expectant of something happening. And then I want to encourage you to pray for this talk between President Donald Trump and leader of North Korea in a month time, I think, 12th of June. So please, there's not just rhetoric, political rhetorics, but genuine the desire to dismantle nuclear weapon in North Korea. And then North Korea will experience prosperity and real freedom and human rights even, you know, restored in North Korea. So please stand with me to pray for North Korea and this historic talk between two leaders. And, I know this Easter Lee is a very important a town to us. I used to be a local church pastor up until February last year, but now I'm full-time for the ministry called the UK or Europe Prayer Mission. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe in prayer?
Yes.
Do you believe in prayer?
Yes.
It's very simple. What are you asking? Do I believe in prayer? But I've met many brothers and sisters, not only in the UK, but many people outside the UK who pray a lot, but when it comes to the fact that they really, if they believe it, they're not sure. They pray, but sometimes there is a tendency that we pray without believing in it. So when this phrase, prayer mission, come to me, I couldn't really figure it out. I couldn't get my head around it. Why is a prayer mission instead of prayer and prayer or mission and mission? Why these two words side by side, you know, put side by side, prayer, mission? And I prayed and prayed because the initiative was started by a Korean pastor in South Korea. And he's a man of God, man of prayer, very respected leader in South Korea amongst many evangelical leaders. And one of the ministries he's doing is a prayer mission. He does mission with prayer. I couldn't get it at first. Why is prayer as a mission? How could we do mission with prayer? And then the more I spent time asking the Lord for answer, because I wanted to understand it. I wanted to be on the same page as him. And I came to realize that, wow, who can say prayer as a mission? It is only somebody who really believes in prayer. And this Korean pastor, because I'm missionary from his church to the UK, and then we sort of wanted to do prayer mission in the UK. Why? Let me just tell you a little bit. I want to tell you the background of prayer mission. Well, by the way, it's not going to be expository preaching tonight, I have to say. I love expository preaching, expounding the word of God, but I don't think this is a platform for that tonight. But I want to share with you what God is doing through this prayer movement in the UK. Not only UK, but in Europe. Not only in Europe, but in other continents as well. This is a time, we're living in serious time. We are living in a very significant time. So we have to wake up. We have to see beyond the horizon. South Korean Christians carry huge sense of indebtedness to your people. I know we have a brothers and sisters from Africa, but most of us here are the white British. But I think it is good to share this with you. We South Korean Christians carry huge sense of appreciation to your people. I'm sure the people in other countries as well. It is because of what God has done through your forefathers in our land. We never forget that. South Korea today, we never boast about the size of churches and number of churches. But we boast about who God is. Because all that God has done. And God has brought missionaries from your country. Young men and women. Whose heart absolutely craves for his glory and for his gospel. And they left this island to take the gospel to our country. And they shared the gospel with our forefathers. They received it with a joyful heart. And many missionaries from this country were executed. When they arrived on the seashore, they were taken and they were beheaded. But as they were being killed, they sort of are throwing the Bibles they brought with them to officials who were killing them. And then if you look at South Korea today, we cannot talk about the Christianity in South Korea, South Korean Christianity, without the precious blood that your forefathers shed in our land. So we deeply appreciate, first of all, to God and to your forefathers for what they've done, their courage, their boldness, their fearless love, their desire and passion for the gospel. So we, because we carry that in our heart, when Korean Christians, church leaders hear about the spiritual condition of the UK churches today, the challenge you're going through, crisis you're going through, that really gives us real burden for you. And because we regard you as our parents' church, we look to you. Because that's how it happens, really. And we want your church to stay strong, to carry on the God-given mission. We believe, if you look at the history of UK churches, what God has done, the way God used the UK church, just phenomenal. It's beyond my capacity, beyond my understanding. I'm history major, Reformation, Puritan movement, and missionary movement, and revival. All yours, the greatest preachers, greatest missionaries, greatest theologians, greatest Bible colleges. I'm not exaggerating. I can give you a list of names if you want me to. But I do appreciate the legacy you have. So we want your church to stay strong, but we as a spiritual, the descendants of your forefathers, we want to stand with you. The vision God has given to Korean pastors, we call it Ash vision. Ash, you know what Ash is? Because this pastor, I'm referring to the minister of my sending church, he has a massive burden in his heart for UK church. And when he was in prayer, and he was like a cry out to God for the UK church, it's very rare, isn't it? It's strange. How come Korean pastors are so, his heart was broken for the UK churches. And when he was praying for the UK church, the vision came to him. Vision was like, when he was praying for the UK churches, God showed him the vision of ash, pile of ash. And we saw it, like, you know, when you have a campfire, big campfire, all that you have, what you see after the following morning is a pile of ashes, isn't it? When he saw that in his vision, he was terrified. He was so frightened. Lord, does that mean the UK churches looks like this? When you see the pile of ash, what comes into your mind? Deadness. hopelessness, helplessness, completely gone, nothing left, all burned, just ashes left. And that really broke his heart. But all of a sudden, there's a voice from the Lord asking him to blow it. And he obeyed it. As he kept on blowing it, what he saw, as ashes like a flying over, there's an ember, flame inside. He was overjoyed. Hallelujah, there's a life, there's a hope for UK churches. As he was rejoicing, and he soon realized there's a problem. What's the problem? Flame can burn again by itself. It needs something. Well, you said fuel. We need a log or firewood. Nothing left. There's a big campfire. Nothing left but just ashes. But there's an ember inside, symbolizing, signifying hope. And the idea came into his mind, Lord, use us. Use us as a firewood. Use us as a logs. And he made the announcement in the church. We should stand with our brothers and sisters in the UK. And the prime mission, as you know, we bring Korean Christians to the country. We used to bring like between 300 and 400 Christians from South Korea. And they are like logs or firewood to burn the flame again. This is a sort of background vision of prime mission. Isn't it amazing? God never forgotten. UK church. We see what we see in this town, East Lee, but God's mission to the UK hasn't complete yet. Let me elaborate a little bit about what I was telling you. That all that Reformation and the Puritan movements and the missionary movement and revival, it has all happened in the past, but I believe, as we read in this passage, if those are the events in the past, it's a former glory, but I believe the glory that the UK church will experience will be far greater than former glory. That's what God wants. That's what my heart desires. That's my heart desire. I believe the UK church's role in this global mission, the prime mission is not just that we love UK churches, we appreciate what God has done through your forefathers, but we do it in our minds, global mission. Your place in global mission is just amazing. Let me just tell you, I call UK church as a spiritual giant. Spiritual giant, yeah, amen to that. Spiritual giant, because of all that God has done through your people in the past. But spiritual giant is in sleep. That's a problem. We see that. So prime mission, bringing Korean brothers and sisters to this country is to give you a gentle nudge. Wake up, brothers and sisters. Our Lord is coming back. We have to wake up. We have to accomplish our mission. If you see global church as one body of Christ, what would UK church's role be? What would you say your role within the global, within the body of Christ? I thought about it in my prayer and asked the Lord the UK church's role in this global mission. Very significant. All that you have done is, you see, preserving the truth through establishing wonderful theological institutions. All the world-class theologians and scholars. And you bring the students from all over the world to train them and send them back to their countries. We have many professors in the Bible College in South Korea who studied in the U.K., who trained in the U.K. And if you look at when missionary movement was taking place in this country, it was U.K. was a leading country to training up, to train up all the missionary candidates. That you brought them to this country and trained them up and sent them to every corner of the world. That's what you have done. It's like a brain, a role of brain, isn't it? Brain, thinking, and building up strategy. But God-given mission to the UK churches hasn't complete yet. We know our part. We don't want to be brain. That's not our role. But you are brain. I thought about our role, Korean churches' role within global mission. Is to, I'll call it missional vocation. South Korean church's missional vocation is to intercede for global church, interceding for the world, whereas yours is there, training up, building up, developing mission strategies. We want to see, we are all anticipating the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a serious time. Well, I already mentioned, we're living in a high level of uncertainty. And yet, this is a great opportunity as well. Crisis is not just crisis. Crisis can be opportunity as well. God's people should wake up. And we've done 6 prayer missions in the country. This is what I've seen, what I've observed, what I heard from other areas. There is a church in Luton, you know the Luton, near Heathrow Airport? St. Hugh's Church. We have sent our team 3 times. Last year, there was a breakthrough, powerful breakthrough. And the intention, our purpose for prayer mission is to share, to make our prayer contagious so that God-given passion to Korean Christians for prayer is to be shared with brothers and sisters in the UK. And then when our teams posted in church in Luton, St. Hugh's, they prayed 5 hours every day from Tuesday to Sunday on the platform here, where just above the baptistry, there's baptistry, isn't it? They prayed. 10 of them went there, Luton. I visited one night. They prayed from 10 to 3 a.m., 10 p.m. to 3 a.m., crying out, wrestling with the Lord and crying out to God for this local church and local community and the UK. And when pastors and leaders and church members saw them, our Korean brothers and sisters, praying for them, that really stirred up their hearts. They started joining them. The number is increasing every day. So Sunday they have about more than 50 people from their congregation joined our team. And that was a Sunday service before the prayer mission finished. They held the prayer or service, and then the vicar of the church challenged congregation. Brothers and sisters, we have seen Korean prayer mission team praying for us. Why? Well, to him, it was beyond comprehension, really. Just Korean brothers and sisters who came to this country at their own expense with a sleeping bags, not holiday, but to pray for this church and congregation and local community. In his tears, he challenged congregation This is what we're supposed to do. This is our responsibility. This is what God wants us to do. I'm not talking about five-hour prayer, but crying out to God for people living in our community and for our nation. This is our job. This is our responsibility. And people, and he asked congregation to put their hands up if they want to join, if they want to continue this prayer, even after our team left there. 30 people put their hands up. That prayer still carries on. Isn't it amazing? They've seen breakthrough. And church has been growing, not only spiritually, but in numbers as well. There's one church in Glasgow. I received an email from pastor. He sent me an email with overwhelming joy. I could feel it as I was reading it. He was so excited. Oh, I visited this church before we sent our team to this church, Finlay Church, in very near to the, close to the center of the Glasgow. And he said, he was very skeptical. We were introduced to him, to this church, through other British pastor, and then we visited this church, but pastor wasn't really sort of exciting. Well, Pastor Kim, we have done so many different things to boost up our prayer meeting, but we have failed. Our prayer meeting is really low-key. Not many people attend. It's a large church, more than 300 people the gathering every Sunday, but their prayer meeting is extremely small, and pastor didn't really expect much from the prayer mission, but he said, well, just we want to give a go. So we agreed that they will have a team, and we sent a team to this church last year. But this email come to me after prayer mission with a great sense of excitement. He said, our prayer meeting has changed. Now churches in Glasgow, because this church is an influential church in the area, so many churches are linked with this church, and when they hear about what's going on in the prayer meeting, they want to visit their prayer meeting to catch some fire of prayer. Isn't it amazing? I wouldn't say this all because of our team, but God used them in a way to stir up, to increase their passion for God through prayer. People are now praying every Saturday evening. 20 people. I was there. I was in Glasgow last week because this pastor introduced us to another church, another large church in the west coast of Glasgow, about half an hour away from this church in Glasgow, and we visited there, and I was sitting there quiet, but he was so excited telling his pastor friends about their experience. And more UK churches. Let me tell you another story in Bristol. You know Bristol? Yeah. Bristol is one of the key areas. We have sent our team in the last five years. And there's a church called Hope Chapel near the bridge, a suspension bridge. It's about 5-minute walk from walking distance from there. And then beautiful stone building, but very small congregation. But we thought that was the right place to send our team. And then at the end of 2 years, 2016, I heard from Pastor Silas. It's Pastor Silas in Bristol. He's our main contact person, like Danny here in Italy. He said, Namjin, I have a fantastic news to tell you. We have election for mayor of Bristol, local election. And then, we have a first African mayor. In Bristol. You know Bristol, what Bristol is famous for? It is history, isn't it? Yeah, slavery. But he's the first, I think, African mayor in the UK, one of the major cities. But he is committed Christian, devout Christian, all his family. But church they attend is the Hope Chapel. Can you believe that? I wouldn't say, I said hallelujah, praise the Lord, but I didn't say it is all the answer to our prayers. But they say to me, Namjin, we want to thank God for prayer mission teams. They prayed with us. They stood with us. This is what we see in answer to our prayer. Isn't it amazing? Now, Bristol, there is a citywide prayer movement taking place in Bristol. And when they were doing the election campaign, all the churches together, they made a Christian manifesto. Have you ever heard about it? I got the copy of it. Christian manifesto. Amazing. All the church leaders together with mayor. Well, that was would-be mayor then. It wasn't, well, just before election. They made a Christian manifesto. It's amazing what God is doing. City of George Mueller, man of prayer. Now this city is changing. They experience real transformation taking place in this city. One more story. You know the city called Wigan? Do I say correct, Wigan? Well, I know many pastors in Wigan, if you believe or not. This is what they say. What good can come out of Wigan? Is that true? What good can come out of Wigan? They always sort of identify themselves as a kind of a Nazareth in the UK. Nazareth in the UK. But I could tell why they call it. As I walk in the street, I can tell. And pastors are, they're real, there's a real hunger in their hearts. And we sent our first team to Wigan. That was 2014. And then after our team left Wigan, they had a meeting with all the pastors from city of Wigan, and they shared their thought with each other. And one of the questions is like this: what is it God has brought these brothers and sisters from South Korea, all the way from South Korea to Wigan? What message, what lesson does God want us to get out of it? From that meeting, they, all the pastors agreed, we have set up house of prayer for Wigan. House of prayer for all the Christians, all the believers in Wigan can come together to pray for the city of Wigan. They set up house of prayer in Wigan. And then what happened was the Church of England, they initiated ministry called Transforming Wigan. The one and only project. This is a project called Transforming Wigan. Because Wigan is so deprived city, they want to see the gospel to transform and to change the city and the community. So they put that project in the city of Wigan. And the pastors in Wigan rang me, Namjin, hallelujah, this is what God is doing in Wigan. Our people are getting more and more into prayer. All the pastors are coming together in unity. And now we have this great project called Transforming Wigan. And they cried and cried. Namjin, I have to say, this is impossible without prayer. My heart was melted. Do you believe prayer works? Prayer is all about relationship. Prayer is not that we get what we want from the Lord. It's not means to get what we want from the Lord. The relationship, isn't it? Relationship. As we bring our people from South Korea, I tell them, we have to, this is a real practice of what Jesus taught us how to pray. His name be glorified. His name be lifted on high. And his kingdom come. His will be done through our prayer. So all our prayer got to be according to his perfect and holy will. So as we pray, as we cry out to God for your country, we see beyond what we see. The move of God. The wave of revival coming to this land once again. You know, this is the way I pray. Lord, I know you want revival more than us. We pray for revival, but think about that. It is God who wants revival. It is God who wants to move more than us. So brothers and sisters, because of what we have seen in this prayer movement in the UK, now we are taking the pot of flame of prayer to France this year. So we are organizing first French prayer mission in October this year. It is only because of what we have seen in this country. God wants to move his people this time. God is moving in this nation. God is moving in Italy. God is moving in Bristol. God is moving in Wigan. God is moving in Glasgow. God is moving everywhere where there's a prayer is. So this is a call from the Lord. We have to come together to cry out, even to this altar where the word of God is proclaimed week after week. As we come together to cry out to God, as we offer our prayer as a sacrifice to the Lord, God will move in this town. God, we will see something strange happening in this town. Would you? Do you want to see that happening in East Lee? We're living in serious and significant time. Prayer, prayer is a hidden treasure. Hidden treasure. Enemy doesn't want us to focus on prayer. Prayer movement is not extreme charismatic movement. This is the most powerful weapon for spiritual warfare. As I said, prayer is a relationship with God. When we are connected with the Lord, enemy can't touch us, cannot touch us. When we are connected with God in prayer, we will see God will release his power and Holy Spirit and convicting people of their sins and bringing them into his kingdom. So who knows, this is time God wants brothers and sisters in East Lee to increase your prayer. So I'm aware of my time. So I just want to invite you to pray together tonight. Well, I saw the on bulletin Korean style prayer. That's what Danny wants me to do. A Korean style prayer. Well, I grew up in a Buddhist background, and then I was converted in the military service. And where I was in the military service was very close to the prayer mountain set by David Yonggi Cho. I spent hours and days in that prayer mountain. So Korean church pray different from you. So I just want to interest you. This not what some people think may think it is chaotic, but I never thought it's chaotic. Because our God is far greater. He can hear every word that we speak, even at the same time. It doesn't have to be one person at a time always. It is good practice. I know that's how you pray, one person at a time. But when we pray together, all together in one voice, one heart, God still can hear that as well. More prayers, actually. In quantity-wise, there's more prayers that we can do. Would you mind to do that tonight? There are a lot to pray for. Pray for the evangelistic ministries in this church, in taking place in this town. And more people coming to faith in Jesus Christ. And pray that Lord will increase our passion for prayer as well. Passion for God through prayer. Passion for the gospel of Jesus Christ through prayer. When we are connected with God, we know His will, His heart, His purpose for our lives. When we are connected with Him, we know His heart desire for this city, for this community, for this nation. I just want to ask you, the keyboard player or piano, to give us a gentle background music as we pray. Who knows, tonight, some of us here tonight want to restore passion for God through prayer, or some of us may want to increase more prayer in their lives. I just want to invite you, if you want, one of those people, just stand up where you are, and we just ask God and to give us that sort of passion and increase our desire more for God and more for the prayer, and stand up. And I want us to do like a Korean prayer, Korean style prayer. And we pray, we lift up our voices and heart all together at the same time and cry out, I know you're crazy when you're at the football stadium. Why can't we be like that here in the church? Can we be crazy for God? I think we should be like that, enthusiastic about the gospel of Jesus Christ. We can be crazy for love of God. And we can be crazy as we cry out to God for the lost people. People who do not know Jesus. Let us pray for our family members who do not walk with the Lord. Let us pray for our community to experience real spiritual transformation. Yes. And prosperity. And our young people, new generation, young generation, coming to faith in Jesus Christ. It is our responsibility, it is your responsibility to cry out to God for this town. Not Namjin, no Korean church, not French church, but you. That's why God placed you in this city, in this place. It is your responsibility. Do we cry out to God for people in Italy? This is time for us. Let us lift up our hearts and voices to the Lord and cry out. As we do that, we call Lord three times. Lord, Lord, Lord. Shall we practice once again? Just once? Shall we practice that? Lord, Lord, Lord. As you call the name of the Lord three times, I just want you to think who God is. Bring all your knowledge about who God is. And the heaven, the gate of heaven will be open. And you know your prayer is heard. Your prayer will be answered. Because our Father in heaven is so good. Hallelujah. Yes. Shall we call the name of the Lord three times all together? Yes. With all our heart, all our mind, all our desire, strength. One, two, three. Lord! 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 Oh, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, thank you for all that you are, all that you have done, all that you are going to do. Father, thank you for the gift of prayer, Lord God. It is all about you, Father. It is your gift, Father. You have given us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for brothers and sisters here, Lord God. Lord, you have brought us together in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, thank you, Lord. It is our responsibility to cry out to you for people in this town, Father. There are so many people dying without knowing you, Lord Jesus. Lord, wake up. Lord, wake us up, Father God. This is a wake-up call, Lord. Lord, thank you, Father, all that you have given us, Father. This is a Lord, powerful praise, a powerful weapon. When we do, Lord God, Lord, I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you will bring transformation in this town, Lord God. You will bring revival to this Eastleigh, Father God. You will raise up new generation, Father God. Raise up young men and women, Father, whose heart is after you, Father God. Lord, I pray, Father, you will increase our passion for you. And through prayer, Lord God, you will increase prayer, Lord, in our lives, Father. Pray for the churches in Eastleigh, Father God. They will come, Father. They will experience your revival, Lord God. People coming to faith in Jesus Christ. Lord, they will desire to see Jesus' name be glorified. Jesus' name be lifted up, Lord God. I pray, Father, your kingdom come in Eastleigh. Your will be done in Eastleigh, Father. Lord, hallelujah. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Hallelujah. There are only four Koreans in this room here. I'm not surprised. I know it is not your culture, your custom. But open up your mouth. Move your lips. There are so many things that you want to pray for. But because you don't open up your mouth and in prayer, this is a safe place. Open up your mouth. Open up your heart towards God. I just want us to pray for churches in Eastleigh. Yes. Lord, bring unity among Christian churches. When children of God come together, the world will see. Lord, pray for unity among Christians. Churches will work together for evangelism and for all the evangelistic ministries in Eastleigh, Father. Pray for all the pastors in the church. For outpouring of the Holy Spirit, anointing of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we don't want to be complacent, Lord God. God will wake us up. God will wake us up. Lord, you want us to rise up for your glory, for your kingdom. Let us pray. Let us cry out to God for churches in Eastleigh and church leaders in Eastleigh. For them to be brave. For them to be courageous. For them to be bold as they proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let us call the name of Lord three times once again. Lord! 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 Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you. Father God, thank you for the churches in Eastleigh, Lord God. Lord, your church is in here, Father, as a mission. Mission is to take gospel to where people are, Lord God. Pray, Lord God, all the evangelistic, Lord, ministries, Father God. Lord, pray for anointing of your Holy Spirit upon every evangelistic ministry, Father God. Lord, you will use as an instrument to bring people into your kingdom, Lord. Pray for all the pastors, Lord, in this city. Lord, let them, Lord, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let them be filled with the Holy Spirit, Lord God. Lord, give them courage, Lord. Give them boldness, Father God. Lord Jesus, it is your mission, Lord God. Lord, pray, Father, Christians, Lord, in Eastleigh, will rise up together. There will be unity among your brothers and sisters, Father God. They will come together in harmony, Lord God, in unity, Lord God. They work together for your kingdom, for your glory, Lord God. Oh, Lord, come. Come to Eastleigh, Father. Eastleigh will experience your power of the gospel. Lord Jesus, blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, come. Have your way among Eastleigh, Lord God. Your kingdom come. Your will be done, Eastleigh, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord. Raise up new generation. Raise up new generation, Father God. Lord, your kingdom. Lord Jesus, come. Hallelujah. 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 Lord God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Simon, let me just, was it Simon? It's a good time to.